Finally today, a musical trip to Bavaria. Germany's southern region is known more for its oompa bands than for its dance music. Wait, stick with me here, because one local band is finding the funk in its Bavarian roots, as we hear in this report produced by Valerie Hamilton.
Actually, it's sort of stupid if you want to be successful in Germany to choose like a Bavarian style for your show act.
Manu da Kol plays drums for La Brass Banda. The band formed 6 years ago in rural southern Bavaria, land of dairy farms and political conservatism. But he says that traditional image isn't the whole picture.
There's like the same image problem maybe with Texas, because they had Bush, of course. He came from there. But they also have like South by Southwest. I don't know. There's something happening also in these parts of your country. And same thing in Bavaria, actually.
One of the things happening in Bavaria is La Brass Banda. They're rising stars in Germany, selling out shows all over Europe and touring as far as Siberia and L.A. They were the runners-up in Germany's national song contest this year, and they've become media darlings despite, or perhaps because of, their Bavarian image. The band plays brass music, barefoot, in lederhosen and t-shirts, and they've been known to perform aboard a tractor.
We are on stage in lederhosen and all these like Bavarian cliche things, and the people are sort of set up actually at the beginning of the concerts. Most of the shows, they're just like, what are these guys doing? And it's not that like Bavaria is very popular in Germany.
If Germans are a little confused, it's not surprising. La Brass Banda's lyrics are in Bavarian, a regional dialect most Germans don't understand.
Well, there are some people who complain about not understanding the music, of course, but the effect of a concert is more the dancing thing than the listening thing.
Andreas Hofmeier is the band's tuba player. That's right, tuba. He's actually a professor of tuba at an arts college called the Mozarteum, as in Mozart.
The oompa music, well, it was very, very uncool for a long time.
Most of the band started off playing as kids in Bavaria's traditional small-town brass bands, then went on to train in classical and jazz. They got together when they started tooting their trumpets and tubas in clubs, alongside DJs playing Balkan brass. Manu da Kol.
And then we established like our own style, like a little bit of this Bavarian note to it, like tracks like Autobahn, which is obviously like an oompa tuba feeling. You could say that's typically Bavarian.
The band has played its Bavarian roots for musical inspiration and for novelty. But Manu da Kol says their music shows Germans a different side of Bavaria, too.
You have to show like people around in Berlin that not all people are like traditionalists in Bavaria, not all like vote for like the conservative parties, which is also a cliche for Bavaria.
Now, after 6 years of fighting stereotypes, La Brass Banda may be moving beyond them. Andreas Hofmeier says Bavaria is where they come from, not where they're going.
Our music is not the Bavarian music, it's an international music with maybe Bavarian roots. Like we see ourselves, we are international people with Bavarian roots.
The title of the band's first album was a Bavarian expression, Habadiere, meaning nice to meet you. The title of the second was the name of a small Bavarian town. But La Brass Banda's new album, released last month, is called Europa. That's the German word for Europe. For The World, I'm Valerie Hamilton, Bavaria. Die Apfel stingen in der Schlange, bin spät dran. Sie stingen.